Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dude, I saw some stats on the Guardians of late. Oh, boy.
Not good, huh?
Not good.
Yeah, I think...
The offense is real bad. The entire fan base is losing our mind because Brian Rocchio just got called up today. We sent him down, and it was like a party on Bourbon Street. And now he's back.
Just think about this, guys. No organization in MLB is as good as the Miami Marlins to start because... 9 years in MLB, 2 World Series. Name any other team that's done that.
They're also one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. The NL West, more like the NL losers when they play the Marlins. More like the losers. I wanted to talk about this.
Boy, you cook them.
Showed you.
Ouch.
Burn.
Aloe vera for
roasted. Corbin Carroll goes down after being hit by a pitch on the wrist, and I think I'm officially here, I think I said it a couple weeks ago, officially here to tell you that the Diamondbacks are no está aquí.
You know, I think I was kind of on this train a couple weeks ago when Corbin Burns went down with his Tommy John.
Corbin's not having a good time.
If your name is Corbin.
Get out of Arizona.
And you play for the Diamondbacks.
Get out.
It's not
Run.
A good time for you right now.
Hate life. Run.
Yeah, I mean, granted, they're still 500, so I don't know how the hell they're doing it. I mean, they're doing it with offense, but now that you lose one of your best offensive players, you're, you know, best of luck.
Yeah, and it's kind of a larger issue that I've been thinking about. A lot of guys are either on the DL or missed a little bit of time. It feels like, and I don't want to be hyperbolic, and I don't want to be... irrational due to what's in front of me, but it feels like a lot of dudes are getting hit in the hands by baseballs. Eugenio Suarez has been out.
Back off the plate.
Schmidt has been out, and that's what kind of it is. It's some managers coming out and being like, dude, the guy's crowding the plate. Like, if you don't like it, then get away. However,
that's why I never crowded the plate when I was playing baseball. I was like, I'm not getting hit.
I just stayed in the dugout. It was a lot easier that way. Can't get hit if you don't go to plate. It's like COVID. I can't get COVID if I don't test.
I just wouldn't swing the bat. Just take 3 strikes, take them, go right back to the bench.
You know, sometimes I do wonder that if you just went up there and never swung, and they didn't know that that's your plan, just, how often would you get on base?
What's your on-base percentage is? I'm like, well...
He was 0 for 3 tonight with 2 walks and scored 2 runs.
That's a 400.
And one of them
that's
was an RBI.
That's a 400 on-base
one
OBP,
it, one of
baby.
Them was an RBI because the bases were loaded.
Yeah, suck on that.
You think the manager's like, hey, man, that's my guy.
How long does it take for a Little League coach to catch on? I'm like, I've seen this guy before. Wait, he doesn't swing at all. What the hell?
Hardest hit ball in the season. Oh, we actually can't find that data. You mean he hasn't swung once?
Because we don't keep data at this level. We do a scorebook, and that's it.
Is it a problem with guys getting hit by the hand, or is this just a lot of things kind of rearing their ugly head in the now?
I don't know if there is, like you said, data to show that
data
dudes are getting hit in the hand more often. I mean, like, I feel like this is that's baseball, baby. You know, you crowd the plate. These pitchers who are trying to throw insane speeds and velocity,
spin rate,
less control over the ball, and it gets a little squirrely, and it gets up high and tight, and then it's hitting off your hand. Maybe it is happening more than ever, but I guess, you know, someone would have to pore over the data of not only how many hit over the last 5 years, there's been more hit by pitches in the MLB, and 86% of those are on the hands. You know, like, I don't know if anybody's actually done.
Since they banned Spider Tag.
If you've done that research, I applaud you, sir.
Send that my way, friends.
I hope you are getting paid by someone to write that article.
More than we are.
Can you imagine someone's like, dude, I wrote this article. Oh, dude, who, what for? What publication? Oh, I just did it for fun. I researched every hit by pitch over the last 10 years and what body part they were hit.
On what night? Under the lights on a Tuesday.
And the hands have seen an exponential growth of being hit over the last five seasons.
Well, and I think there's also something that's going on. We saw this in the Padres-Dodgers series. What was that, a week ago or something like that? It feels a little bit like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's on the field. And pitchers and batters are getting into it more. I feel like I've seen more, maybe not in the hands, but hit by pitches. The Dodgers-Padres series was real contentious. Remember, Schilt and Roberts got into it like a week and a half ago, and Roberts is yelling, and we'll talk about this after. And it looked like those two wanted to fight each other. Meanwhile, Shohei's yelling, no, guys, like, don't freak out. Everything's okay. I do feel like there's a lot more retaliation going on. Now, the last thing you want to do is retaliate by hitting a guy on the hands. If you're going to retaliate, you know, hit him in the butt. You know,
yeah.
If you're mad at Cal Raleigh, hit him in the dumper. There's a lot of padding there
in the back. That's the classic.
Hit him in the back, yeah. Or an elbow with a giant pad, like a Barry Bonds pad on it.
Yeah,
you know, like hit him.
You don't want to hit the funny bone.
But I do feel like guys are getting hit a little more, and I think a lot of this stems. And we talked about it weeks ago. A lot of this stems with just the absolute egregious calls being made behind the plate. And again, I don't know if it's because we know automated strike zone is on the horizon and could be potentially coming, but it feels like, I don't know if there's a correlation that are guys being more mad about the strike zone because they know what's ahead, or are guys more mad about the strike zone because it's become that egregious? You follow?
Kind of.
Does that make sense? It's almost like a prejudice coming across. Like if we sit here and we drink a beer and I'm like, man, I taste strawberries. And you're like, whoa, I do too now. Is it situational? Is it persuasive? Or is it just a freak of nature?
I want to say that this is a whole lot to do about a nothing, and that it's just maybe if it's more high profile players, that is when it is put more in a spotlight of dudes getting hit in the hand and hand injuries. And, but again, I don't know if I've noticed like, oh my God, that is like, oh dude, we got to do something about this. I don't think control is a problem. Maybe it is. Again, I would love to see if anybody out there has poured through the data. And after what's happened with Carroll, and as you mentioned, Tatis a couple weeks ago, that if this is something that is becoming a problem, you know, I think that it's just bad luck, bad timing.
Kind of maybe looking at it in a vacuum, like maybe yeah. overreacting.
A little bit, you know, again, unless there's someone out there that points out, it's like, actually, dude, there's been more hand injuries by hit by pitches over the last 2-3 years.
Bring back Spider Tack.
Yeah, since they've taken out Spider Tack, then I'll be like, ah, all right, there's, you know, there's some number. I mean, if anybody if anybody loves data more than baseball, let me know, because I feel like that's something that, again, someone out there's got to be poring over the numbers and looking at that.
Side note, does anybody like data more than Major League Baseball?
No.
I can't think so.
Absolutely.
Who's
not.
Next? Who's number two?
Basketball's starting to get there.
Yeah, I would say soccer, just because they have to justify their game somehow.
The XGA. Damn it, Joe. You just did that, didn't you? You just did that to poke me.
What the hell is XGA?
Expected goal attempts.
How do you calculate that?
Shots on goal and passes and
trajectory of the ball.
Damn it, Joe.
But it's like a 0.3 or a 0.2.
I hate you.
How do you get an expected 0.2 goal?
I hate you so much.
I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
Hey, I've been playing some EA FC lately, and I'll go through the box score.
FIFA doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
EA FC will always sound weird.
Yes, it is.
You're going through the box score?
I'll look at the box score post-match, and I'll kind of look at some of these stats. I'm like, I didn't know they kept track of this. Do they need this stat?
Dude, they keep track of kilometers ran.
Oh, I know. That's a very important stat. That is a good stat. That's what I'm trying to tell Joey and his soccer teammates when they do their Wednesday conditioning. They're like, why do we have to run? I'm like, you know, the pros, they track how much they run during a game.
And do you know this game is 90% running?
Yes.
Unless you're Leo Messi, who can stand around.
Oh, dude, you should have seen the look on my son's face when I told him that he had to start doing conditioning for soccer. I had three heads.
Did you know that Mo Salah
conditioning?
Did you know that Mo Salah runs 5.6 miles every 90 minutes?
Then he tries to hit me with well, strikers don't have to run that much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.